I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, Haiti received new leadership and a new promise for emergency aid. Businessman Laurent Saint-Cyr will serve as the head of Haiti's transitional presidential council for the next 3 months. Also last week, the U.S. announced a $93 million food aid package to Haiti and 12 African nations. Mackinson Saint-Fleur, an attorney with For Haiti with Love, says,
"Let me tell you something. Somewhere in Haiti, people eat the dirt. It's very bad."
He says candidly that some government officials actually work hand in hand with the gangs. Still, For Haiti continues to operate a clinic and distribute aid in the name of Jesus.
"We teach the people the gospel, the Bible, but they still just need food, need clothes, need something to survive."
Pray over Haiti and this ongoing gospel ministry. And divorce, abuse, war, and abandonment have shaped how some Ukrainian teens see life. Yet at summer camps, they could finally breathe in hope. Eric Mock from Slava Gospel Association tells us,
"They were angry, confused, and now they walk away with hope because they were judging God by their circumstances, not by His word, not by His promises. And then secondly, in their circumstances, they had seen no love."
For example, Masha was abandoned as a baby. Samuel has gray hair and no childhood memories. Violetta's dad is a soldier and her mom left. Yet through faithful believers in the camps, they saw love and met Jesus. And this begins their healing journey. Pray for lasting hope as local churches continue to disciple these kids. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth.